You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, March 23rd, 2020. This is Jim Stube on Live Talk.
And I'm Marvelous Mzanganya, we're in Washington.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the coronavirus pandemic.
You can find us on 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 1560 kilohertz shortwave.
Zimbabwe has recorded the first coronavirus death as Zororo Makamba died today in Harare following an announcement last week that he was the second coronavirus case.
Indications are that some Zimbabweans are aware of the coronavirus that has so far killed more than 14,000 people in many countries. That disease is wreaking havoc right now in Europe.
Near home, South Africa, Zimbabwe and other nations have declared coronavirus a national emergency in an attempt to channel resources on fighting the pandemic.
But the question is, are Zimbabweans following the Zimbabwean government orders of social distancing and other ways of preventing the spread of the disease? What are your views? This is what we'll be discussing here, and we'll have guests coming in from different countries to discuss the issue.
Yes, so Marvelous. Yes, Marvelous. Thank you so much. And we're in different places. We're also hiding as well, because this virus is causing havoc in the Washington metropolitan area. So our first guest is Ezra Chisaspanda. He's our correspondent based in London. Mr. Spanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. How are you, Marvelous? How are you, Gibbs?
We are really fine. How are you?
Coping, socially distancing, as you can see. So Gibbs is far away from me today.
Yes, and we are very fine.
I'm actually self-isolating as well, as you can see me at home.
Yes, so let's start with you, Chisa. In London, what is going on there?
London, as I'm talking to you now, the British Prime Minister this evening is having what we call a COPRA meeting. COPRA meeting is a meeting of government departments, you're talking of the army, the police. So there are fears that we might be coming to a lockdown. Because the people are not listening, they've been told to self-isolate and stay at home. So most of the people in the United Kingdom, they are not doing that. So what is happening now, they are meeting, we don't know what is going to happen. Because now 303 people have succumbed to the disease, the coronavirus disease. They are saying, the experts, the scientists are saying that the UK might be worse than Italy. Italy, you know, that has gone past 5,000. Deaths there reported from Italy. So now UK is trying to, maybe it might be following what Spain has done, what Australia is about to do, what Italy has done. They want to lock down. Everyone should stay at home. Nobody will be allowed to move. We hear the rumors. We hear that the PM might unleash the army to take off the British people from the streets.
So now, Marvelous, maybe you can talk to him.
Vanhu havasi kuteerera vanhu vekuEngland kana United Kingdom vangofanana nemaZimbabweans havasi kuteerera vakatoudzwa because mabhazi nemarestaurants zvakavharwa last week. Saka varikuudzwa kuti ngavagare kudzimba dzavo, but vari kuramba kugara kudzimba dzavo. Vari kuenda kumapark kunotamba nevana because hezvi uchiona kuti zuva rabuda takuenda pasama ipapo vanhu vari kuramba vari kuenda mashops vari kutenga hwawa kumasupermarkets nemabobby store vene kunomwa kumaparks. Saka hanzi nhasi uno British Prime Minister Boris Johnson varinosangana nevamwe vavo defence commander emapurisa MI5 vese vainonzi COBRA meeting panoitwa decision yekuti koitwa seiko from mangwana kuzoendera mberi.
Tinoona zvakare tanzwa nhau dziri kurwadza zvakanyanya kuti kuZimbabwe kwawanikwa iko kuchiita rufu. Zororo Makamba, mwana wava James Makamba, awanikwa iye achishaya. Zvichinzi izvo ashaya kubva kune chirwere icho checoronavirus. Munofunga kuti izvi zvingabate vazhinji here kuti vachinyatsoona kuti chirwere ichi chokwadi chinouraya?
But zvinoitika kuZimbabwe nezvekuti uyu Zororo Makamba akauya achibva kuNew York. New York toziva kuti United States ikoko ndopane chirwere ichocho. Saka angaenda kuNew York akabva kuya kuZimbabwe ana kuenda kuno coronate inozichi quarantine angosika chipinda kuairport havana karambomuona kuti munyuya ana kumira zvakanaka kana ana netemperature saka akazorwara akaendeswa kuchipatara saka pari zvino nenyaya yekuti munhu ari popular tikati munhu anozivikanwa that's why vanhu vezimbabwe kutoudzwa kuti because munhu anozivikanwa kana zvingazivikanwe tainisingazivi kuti zororo makamba afa nechirwere ichi because izvozvo vanga vasingakwanisi kuviga kuti kune munhu apa because zvaingobuda musocial media kana maindependent newspapers kuti zororo makamba ashaya nechirwere checoronavirus saka that's why government yezimbabwe yabva yataura kuti kune munhu afa nechirwere ichochi ndofunga kune vanhu vakawanda vari kurwara nechirwere icho checoronavirus kuzimbabwe but pari zvino hakusi kuitwa matest saka hapana munhu anoziva kuti vangane va kuudzwa kuti kune vanhu 3 vanhu ava vanhu vaenda kuchipatara varwara but vanhu vana vasina kurwara kana vasina kuenda private hospital havazivikanwa kuti vari kurwara nechirwere checoronavirus.
Yes, thank you so much, Ezra, from that end. Sosilo baba lapha ke uSmile Vikindubu. Smile Vikindubu, kunjani mfowethu?
Ngiyaphila tibo njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu ngapho khonapho ke Vikindubu.
Lana ngisePretoria eMamelodi eSouth Africa.
Ye, kunjani khonapho?
Ngathi mina la ngikhona kuselokishini.
Yeah.
Abantu barelaxile ababonisi ukuqakatheka noma kwezimemezelo ezenziwa uhulumende ngokuba abantu basahamba freely lokuthini kodwa-ke engakusho ukuthi thina esisebenzayo noma esisebenza ngaphandle kwelokithi emasabhabhu la esingathi khona kugcwele abamhlophe noma abanemali sokulimazile kakhulu siyakubona imithelela yakhona ngokuba noma sithi semsebenzini
ye ungathalazi kakhulu
thina abanye abantu
ye khuluma ungathalazi kakhulu ivolumu yakhamba ye
okay ngithi mina esengubonile so far yikuthi emalokishini abantu barelaxile is still individual eneuyezwa nabantu uma beprogabe ngikhuluma nabanye amajiti zo achizofika njani epakini thina singayanga phetheya. Yabona so abantu basasenaleyo ignorance ukuthi elokishini ngeke nje kodwa masithi siyakhangela njengami mina la ngisebenzela khona I'm a waiter.
Yes.
So into noma manje ma uthi emsebenzini so uyobhalisa igama ukuthi ukhona because no customers akuzi ma customer there's no movement ekhona and then akhona umthetho South Africa siwuvalile ukuthi utshwala usathengiswa of which thina mostly we are relying on alcohol ukwenza imali yabona.
Yeah.
So kuba difficult for thina because even though siyibalekela le coronavirus fana nje lokuvika induku ulandihloka ngoba singayibalekela kodwa kusala esikhwameni abaningi bethu sizolamba.
So you think ukuthi vele asoze sithole imali thina ngwena
thina asoze sibe nemali because ma ngithi ngiyakhangela abantu engiphila nabo around is either abanye baku-hospitality industry of which yiyo vele eqala ukulimala abelungu abasenzi kuzokudla abanye bakuma-uber ku-e-hailing service nakhona sebelimele because akusenabagibele even nalabo abasebenza emakhishini okwamanje nabo bayakhala bayamiswa kuthiwa uzosilethela i-coronavirus from Tigray. So mina okwamanje ngifila iphokethi more than yona i-corona uyazwisisa. So iyasingena vele iyabe isizoqedelela lokhu osokukhona.
So for the benefit of those who don't understand Ndebele, what Mr. Vikindubu is saying is that the situation is very bad in South Africa. So he's saying that you know, he's a waiter and there's no business, apparently nothing. And I guess Mr. Vikindubu, you also fear serving people, right?
Yes.
So what do you do under those circumstances? You can understand that.
I'll send a choice. Okwamanje sokumele lawe uthathe those precautions for example uwash izandla ukusanitize izandla mafika ama-customer siyasanitize but there are few may find out ukuthi maybe choose to be an average of 30 customers a day you get only one or two customers so vele manje ukuthi just to keep umsebenzi wami safe than ukwenza imali.
Yes,
so, it's really, really bad.
No, thank you so much, and we hope you are going to be safe there.
Benjalo, our second Benjalo, Salin Dura Maposa, Rapavatu of Puluma,
so
as far as Utama measures, Labazoa Tata Awook. But in general, I issue with him. A one do I get, especially as Zimbabwe, medicine. A sea touching the face will end up because at least the last South Africa for the government which is doing something. Of which is a good thing. It's not very ignorant. This is the Roti, Ivan Bavanda Wane Mali, Ivan Bavam Shok. It's a city in the corona. So, Konova Sibuela, as you land the lane, Banochi China City, no China will not affect it. Because the Pinani, a Chichina Safara, the one. So, in our encourage and I want to get to Woody, especially our child, the Lekaya, unnecessary. Avan Megan Mani, because we see a sad situation in La Panochinja.
Yes,
in our Kulele and South Africa being true. But I know which it changes I chona. But Mouse Kaya was full of Antavani and Mali, our connected government to get alliance enough. So Mono Fair Lapa than watching Zimbabwe or Fede Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much, Mavigindu. So, Umakata, Locos and Yaku Kamariaku. Siabama Kulu, Umatino Sasaba. Okay, bye-bye. So what he's saying, Marvelous, is that, you know, Zimbabweans should stop traveling from South Africa to Zimbabwe because he says, at least in South Africa, there's a bit of care in terms of hospitals and all those kind of things. But in Zimbabwe, he's saying it could be a bit of a challenge. Now that there is even one person who has actually died in the country, and that is Zororo Makamba, who died today.
And Gibbs says, you know, Zororo's father actually stays in South Africa. He's been in South Africa for a while now. So I think it kind of rings a bell now for Zimbabweans to see just how fatal this disease can be. I see Panama Mova to Katawa and Awobi South Africa, Uba Yuifa, Facebook page, UFU, Shona, Vachisimo, Mabasa, Paris, you know, Nyanyewa, Emma, Wait and Imam, Bakuzi, Ovato, Zimbabwe, Mira. Nikutini nzvimbo dzakawanda dzinoitwa zvekunwira nezvekutyiwa dzakavharwa kana kuti dzinovhurwa kwenguva shomanana vanga vachiti I think vanovhara kuma 6 kana nguva dzakadaro but vamwe vari kutotyira kuti mwedzi uno zvinhu zvichaomera vanhu vakawanda nekuti vanenge vasisina mari yekuti vatumirewo kumusha kuti vari kumusha vawanikweyo vachibatsirwa padambudziko irori recoronavirus saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa Ameno Ezra uri kuzvionawo sei ikoko kuBritain hurumende pane zvairi kuita here
Baba Chisa, loku kona? Mbona zani ye lapa stream ye tu?
These are self-employed.
Yes, go ahead.
Banofana kwenda kulokile mama benefits. There's what you call universal benefit. Wabatira. Banofana self-employed. Bacha visula 3 months kutuwasa batare tax. Then banofana kutimba. Pana banofana kubatara range for the next 3 months. Banongo
wow.
Mahara. Saka vanvese vasina shandi vagara chipwa ma benefits vaya vanoshanda vachabhadhara salary 80% to all the workers company yavo yobhadhara 20%
saka ungaone zvakadai zvichizoitwa here kune nyika dzekuafrica
aiwa ipapo hapana kwete iwe uchitarisa zvipatara zvifanana nembilo vanaparare nyaka pane zvino kutonogrof ndio hospital infectious hospital kuna mabhedha anosvika only 17 beds kuti vanhu vakarwara kuulawaya tizi kuti vachaenda kupi vanhu vakarwara kugwero havazivikani kuti vachaenda kupi vakarwara kushurugwi kwese kwese uku kipo vazivi kuti vachaenda kupi saka pane zvinongomerwa Harare kunzi hospital netone group ichocho tone group yacho yatarisa inototarisa the whole region masvingo midlands nemathevele rate
What measures some of the governments overseas? I know in Canada, for example, they were also saying they are going to be helping out. The government will be helping out the people. Even here in America, I think Congress is trying to see how they can also be able to help the industry that has been affected. And also, I think the president said they were going to be giving out some kind of stimulus to all the citizens in America. You know, but so I'd ask him that do you see something like this happening in places like Zimbabwe and South Africa? So he's saying he doesn't think so because currently the hospitals are underfunded, government doctors are not yet fully back to work, so he doesn't see this thing, you know, that we are seeing overseas. what other governments are doing overseas happening in Africa and Zimbabwe.
Yeah, Baba Chisa, Naskangela Sibili, okwenzakala khona manje. Siyabona ukuthi eBritani abanye abantu abayezi lokuthiwa yi-self-isolation. So-ke kuhamba njani khona?
Abantu laba balenkani. Inkani zabo yizisenza ukuthi-ke uhulumende lo afake imithetho njengoba ngitshela kulo mhlangano ukhanya kuzafaka umthetho ukuthi kugcine kuthiwa yi-lockdown esiyibone eSpain, esiyibone e-Italy, esiyibone eFrance ukuthi akusela muntu ovunyelwa sokungena kule curfew, sokungena kule mpini. Nxa sokunjalo bazafaka bebuthi ukuthi bangene.
So ibutho asoze lethusa abantu khonapa?
Hayi, ibutho lalapha kalethusa abantu level nje liphuza ukuthi buyele endlini namapholisi kutho ukuthi kungehlula because ufaka khona ibutho kuyesikala amapholisi bengeza inkani amapholisi ezofaka kwebebutho ukuthi babisele abantu endlini ngapha ngabashayi bakutshela mhle bakuchaza khona ukuthi buyele endlini yakho.
So okay, let's go back to Marvelous. Marvelous, can you tell us your experience in terms of working from home? How difficult is this?
You know, it's been challenging. This morning, actually, I was actually offline because my internet had gone down. So people couldn't get hold of me. So some thought maybe, you know, something bad had happened. Those are the teething problems that we're seeing because this is the first time, especially for you and I, for us to be working from home. And also just, you know, for other people. So we now have to have that mindset that, you know, you can have problems like no internet connection, you know. So once you don't have internet, you can't do these live. So you can't be informing people what's going on. So I think, you know, but it's also got its own benefits that you can actually get more done because you don't have other disturbing elements around you. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, there are benefits and also there are challenges, you know, with working from home. But I have to say, you know, it's been good to be able to actually keep informing people about what's going on. This is real-time reporting that we're doing. So it's an uncharted course, but we are, you know, setting up history right now.
Yeah, we're going to be marvelous. Marvelous, let me just tell you what you're going to do. You're going to be an engineer. You're going to be in Pattonsville, in Maryland. Esengifake njengoba istudio okuncane liyakubona lapha esikhona lapha esithoba sikhona silo Marvelous kanye loEzra Chisa Sibanda. So lapha-ke esikubonayo ukuthi kungaba nzima ye ukusebenzela endlini kodwa kumele umuntu aphume le minye nje imicabango ethize ukuze ethi usebenzele endlini ukuthi unike abantu phela ofisa ubanika khona. So what I'm saying here, Marvelous, is that you know, the moment you are working from home, you come out with certain ideas, new ideas and fresh things that we are doing. Like right now, we are using BeLive.tv.
Yeah, you have and to be that, innovative.
Yes, so we need to be very innovative. So, Chisa, are you working these days down there or people are not working at all? What's going on?
The problem, what I'm supposed to do, I can't do. I can't trust them. I can't do this because of the restrictions or what we've been taught. So definitely it won't be easy. But because of technology like yours, we can do this thing while we're at home. We can work. Like now, people are up to date with the information which we give.
Yes.
Information, the news, Studio 7 still supplies news, still gives news to everybody listening. Nothing passes without our listeners and our viewers actually knowing what is going on around them.
I think we can even that thing right before.
Yes, go ahead.
Again, who's one day to see Kushandra Kumba, Kwaka Oma, say, cannot Kuri, Kwaka Pava say. And that thing right in the city in Washington, D.C., but it's not such a Mangwana in the Taz of Tundi, Kwanzo, and the Rango, who was a company internet and Gaya Mudona. Sakangwa ya kadai vazija vasikushanda kumakamba ni internet nezvimwe so kuti iwe uzokwanisa manje kubatana vachinonesa asi zvatipa mukana nguva ino yekuti tikwanise kunge tichikunzirai zvimwe zvidobidobi sezvatikukupa ipari zvino kuti chauya nemamwe mapakeji manga musiri kuziya ekuti tinogona kunzwa kubva kune nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana kuti zvakamira sei uyezve kuti vanhu vari kurarama sei. Saka ndozvimwewo zvatikusangana nazvo pakushanda tiri kumba uyezve seStudio 7 vazhinji vedu pari zvino tikutoshanda tiri kumba nekuti ndo nzira yedu yatiri kuita yekuti tirwiso dambudziko iro rire coronavirus. Saka hakusi kuti kana uri kumba unotoona kuti uri ku kuita basa rakatowanda kukunda pamwe dzingoro basa rekuti unyangu wenzi ufunge zvimwe zvitsva zvaunogona kuita kuti basa rekutekenyura riite nyore saka ndo zvimwe zvatikutarisana nazvo pari zvino.
Ye, kula kutu kati umele vangene kona pami kusho, sinete mbalo kutipaza buya vas joine, nja kono kukunwa umabela simtanga nya uye otu sewezele njini, lami nisewezele njini, so umabe kuzima sivili utu sewezele njini, kwa onte nye nga usewezele vantua na pami vivuya weze kutuonza mabuluke, lafeti teti buya ngapa, mama buya ngapa kungani kungapa njalo kutuwa kie nga sewe kulile, kunonyoana so mboneke kula manyo bantu uchisa, ate mekipa ma video sewezele njini. Omunye uthola umuntu ezegijimisa ngabantwana ngapho uzabe ukuthi uyenze okwenzayo kwaba khona nomunye ke ukhipha ividiyo yakhe egijimisa imbuzi you know imbuzi lezi kade zivuye evali speech kumbe ngumuntu okucreatileyo asikashiwa lapho kodwa ke khona ukuthi usebenzele endlini kungani sometimes kuyahlekisa kodwa kumnandi
umuntu osebenzele uhulumende bezama ukuthi ayenze ispeech sakhe
hanti uyabona.
Africa.
Yeah, so when we look at Zimbabwe itself, now you are a Zimbabwean and you are supposed to be remitting something to the country, and right now things are not going well for people in the diaspora. So in essence, what are people going to do for their relatives, for their parents, for everybody back home there, for their kids? Baba Swat, what do you think?
The Zimbabweans, they are the breadwinners, especially those who are living in the United Kingdom. They have to support their families back home. When they are worried now that they can't save for those who are using online transactions and all that. But they are worried that if those offices in Zimbabwe, they close down, where they transact money to, where their families take the money from, if they close down, then that is going to be a big issue. They pray that Zimbabwe, they won't force all those money changers to close down. Because if they close down, then there's a big problem for our troops. So we hope and they trust that it won't close down. Marvelous asked the question, say, do you think Zimbabwe, the people can, the governments can do it? They cannot, because when they can't help 94% of the population unemployed, when they start saying we'll give those employed people some money, then it'll be a disaster. Here in the United Kingdom, or in America, or in Europe, they can afford to pay the unemployed people unemployment benefits.
Yeah.
But those Zimbabweans, they don't see such.
Yeah, I will find it to civil language.
And we'll show you with the Chinese. Abantu bayathola imali labangasebenziyo, bayathola izindlu zokuhlala labangasebenziyo, bayahola ngeviki zonke labangasebenziyo. Kathesi lesikhangele eZimbabwe kulabantu bafika kumbe 94% abangasebenziyo vele kabayithola imali yokuthi kabasebenzi. Kungakho uhulumende weZimbabwe ngeke ancedise labantu abasebenzi athi ngizabaholisa xa bemise umsebenzi, angeke kwenze ngoba le mali kalayo ungahlupha kakhulu, ungaba nomsindo onzima ngoba laba bangasebenziyo vele abaholi imali. Njalo esikwesabayo ukuthi laba bathuyelwa ke imali izihlobo zabo bengapha, kungavalwa amahofisi kumbe kuvalwa amakampani la athumela imali eZimbabwe, kuthi bona abantu beZimbabwe bazakufa ngoba ke abantu beZimbabwe abaningi imajority igcinwa ngabantu abangaphandle kwelizwe.
Marvelous, can you join in there?
Yes, I think zvikutaurwa namukoma Ezra chiri kureti zozo noti ndakabvunza mubvunzo wekuti munoona here hurumende dzakadai seZimbabwe neSouth Africa dzichizokwanisa kubatsira vanenge vasina kukwanisa kuenda kumabasa kana kuti vaya vari kushandira kumba sezvatiri kuita izvi, nekuti kunana Europe nemuno muamerica vari kutaura ivo kuti vachange vai kubatsira kana zvinhu zvikaoma. Tanzwa kuti kubritain vamwe vanogara muDzimba havasi kubhadhara rent kwemwedzi mitatu, zvinobatsira izvozvo uye zviri kunana Europe nekumwewo. Mukoma chifa vabva vataura kukati kuZimbabwe handifungo kuti zvinogona kuitika izvozvo, nekuti pari zvino vari kutotadza ivo kuti vakwanise kuwanikwa vachibatsira kunzvimbo dzakadai sezvipatara nezvimwe. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa iko pana kuti zvii zvingaitike tikamboti isusu Zimbabwe nhasi taona chokwadi nyika yagodoka nekushaika kwaZororo Makamba, mwana wava James Makamba, asi tida kuzoona kuti chii chichaitika mune ramangwana. Nyaya takatarisawo nevamwewo vanhu zvavo, nekuti sekutaura kwaita mukoma Ezra, kushaya kwa mkoma zororo makamba kwa wali kwa hiko kuchiswa pa media nekuti muna anu zivikano asidai pasha hiko mumu na singa zivikano taizo ziva ere ndo mfunzo mwa chuta kufunza iwoyu uye shekuti kushaika kukucha batira ere kuti wanaonyato zote jwecho kwa diti rumele iti chino uraya uye shekana chivira wanungawa za more sana wanungawa ite ye ya chukita ikuti gara iku zimba uye shwe msawani kwe mimi chenda panchimbo zinewa ni waka wanda uye shwe ukanzwa iwewe miroko uchi pisa uchita ungo wane flu nefiva nishino shakadaru shaka kwa unga ende kuchiremba kuti muone kwa kuta hisi liyo ya coronavirus yui saka ndo shume shwa chukita urepo pano kitu
ye njena kuna po kichiza
ya indyo ila kumavila ze kuruma ngane kutua
sajilo kuta maybe just to ask in the UK there we saw a lot of people crying especially the men about the lack of football on TV how bad yes. is it
actually what they are saying now they are saying the mental health should press itself for many cases because a lot of people suffer from mental health problems like anxiety, depression. Already now people, there are videos circulating here, people crying that I can't take it anymore. I've been 14 years in the house. I can't say they are weak, but these people, they are so easily, when something happens like this, they're easily traumatized.
Yeah.
So much anxiety around. I've got a nearby an old lady who is crying like a baby every day. So
what?
You can tell this woman needs mental health assistance. But what is happening now, the NHS here, the doctors here, they are not attending to such cases. Any other thing, it is coronavirus all over.
I know I'm asking that question, but I have to share also that yesterday I managed to step out to go to the supermarket. When I came back, there was a man, a black American man sitting outside, and he said, I'm literally going crazy because he said he couldn't stand being in the house for so long. And he said that he has a breathing disease, but when he went to the hospital, they checked him and they checked his temperature and told him that, look, you don't have coronavirus, so we are not attending to anything either than coronavirus. So he was sent home.
Yes.
But he said he's going crazy because he doesn't have people to talk to. So, I don't know, like you say, Chisa, there are going to be a lot of mental health issues, but also, I think it gives people, especially those with family and young family, a chance to get to know your kids. Because especially here in America, people are literally working, you know, long hours when they get home, the kids are sleeping, so they don't really have enough time to spend with the kids. So maybe there are also pros and cons of this stay-at-home
that we're having. But if you see what is happening, shall I say something about that?
Yes, go ahead.
What has happened here, the police are reporting that they are receiving more cases of domestic violence than ever before.
Why?
These people are not used to living together. So at the moment now, already people 14 days sitting together, the father, the wife, and the husband, maybe this man is always in the pubs drinking, was going for football. Now there are so many arguments. The police were actually saying that we are receiving so much telephone calls from domestic violence, and the cases, they've never attended to so many cases ever.
Wow.
Yeah, South Africa, one of them to Bati, Kuluven, the owner of the super. Go to Agri. Oh, honey, goon, honey, Kucha, who thinks he's here, Uti. Now Ulavanto and Akonapa, Antia was seven of Chogot. On the seven, the Masucha is outside Zokana, Uti and Jena, a good transport today, a steamer, a convention jar. We have sent him. So, Uva Lulu Uti, Uva with Kachanaji, Toka Lavantoana. Koke lomgako interest jalo. Kuto wazini kati kwa hizi kutu sevenze kakulu. Nungazevenze kakulu nga uloku zama ama kringa lapa la lapa. Ungani, ungati kwa mbicha. Kuto wakaisi kwa nga zani kwa sevenze kakulu. So singa zikuti marvelous. What is the experience of certain people concerning young staff? You've got a young boy and you've seen how they behave. How do they do this?
The millennials have a different take on this. The millennials, you know, we have to keep reiterating that this thing is serious because, you know, left to their own devices, you know, there's this saying that is going around, if I die, I die.
Yeah.
From the millennials. Yeah. I can understand. But yeah. I don't know what you're doing. What are you doing right now? Have you eaten? Are you going to the shops? If you're going to the shops, do you have gloves? You know. As you know, So yes, your question, you know, is very relevant that the millennials, we have to keep schooling them that this is real, and that if they've been ordered to stay indoors, you know, to self-isolate, they need to do it, but you have to really, you know, cat and mouse dog, you have to be continually checking up on them.
Yes, so Jesus, these youngsters, yes, come in there.
I wanted to say something again. This unfortunate event, this unfortunate incident which happened with the death of Uzororo, it can also help to actually enlighten the people of this disease to the young children. Because they will see this thing doesn't choose whoever you are, whether you've got money, whether you're young. Because a lot of people think, Kushana Batala, old people, and all that. But now that they see someone as young as him dying, so it might also help to wake them up to see that this disease is dangerous.
Due to the global coronavirus pandemic, we are unable to give you our regular programming. Nonetheless, enjoy the rebroadcast until we return to regular programming. Makatira chirongwa chedu che live talk. Tine urombo kutati sikwanisa kukupa chirongwa chedu semazuva ose. Tiri kutukura chirongwa chatakambukupai. Silisizwe ukuthi ke senelisi ukulethulela uhlelo njengensukwini ngenxa yesikhubeko ezingaphezulu kwamandla ethu. Ngakho ke siyaphinda lolu hlelo.
So it's really dangerous. So when we look at a colleague now at work, how do we relate to them? This social distancing, marvelous. How are you doing?
You know, it's interesting actually because I think we have to play it by ear. It's a new territory that we are all chatting. But I think it's, you just have to keep in touch. That's the one thing that I know now. Because the minute you fall off the radar, people are thinking maybe you also got the coronavirus because it's not discriminating who gets affected. That's the one thing that we all have to remember. You and I, anybody can get it. And we need to keep, you know, reiterating that to people that, you know, why we are being asked to self-isolate, it's very important so that if there are colleagues at work, if we're in one environment where there are like 100 people, we don't want to now contaminate everybody. So at least, because it's like a flu, if you're self, you know, isolating, you can get treated by yourself and at least not pass it to the next person. So I think it's an uncharted territory, but it's one that we can learn from. Because this is, it's revolutionary, actually, when I look at it. It's forced broadcasters to be working from home. Who would have thought that a whole show is being actually prepared from home? So I think, you know, it gives us an opportunity to be innovative but also self-care is very important. So my number one thing is just keep in touch with your colleagues no matter what.
Yes, so Chisa, you once told me about this lady that you used to. You're always shaking hands, you're always greeting each other in a very nice way, but now you're supposed to greet each other using feet. You know, you're just tapping your feet. And she's not happy. Tell us a bit about it.
She's like my mom. Yeah, she's a white lady. She's about next door, 2 hours from me.
Yeah.
She always come to try and say, how are you, how are you? Like, treat me like son. Where maybe once they drop, we fix, he calls me. So normally she loved to be hugging me every time. Kissing on the cheek and chicken. So these days I'm trying to distance myself from her. Mm. And then she appeared very angry and grumpy, and she didn't like it at all. Then I tried to explain why. Told her, mommy, there's no way we can do this. But you know, the older people, they don't understand. She's fairly old, so she doesn't understand. I was telling her, trying to educate her. I'm actually 50, TV to show her news. Say, can you just check here? You're 65 years old, so you must check here, mom, whatever is happening. So she's saying, now I told her how to do it, you wash your hands, do this. But sometimes she doesn't understand. She thinks that maybe I'm taking badly of her, that is really touching me.
Yeah, I will find something to
give him. I'm very surprised that you're saying this is your neighbor. You know, cultural norms, especially at home, require us to just, you know, respect our elders and shake hands. But it has to change now. Being in the UK, I'm very impressed with what you're saying about this lady. But this is now where your communication skills have to work. Where you have to say, I still love you. But for us to keep loving each other, we can't
grieve. And that's pretty tough. That's pretty tough, Chisa. Ingoba, ngamuntu wayo kujayele. All of that, ngizokwenza ukuthi kathi umbo walo ngena kweni. Ngakunjalo ngesindebele.
Eh, ukunjalo ke. Ugogo lapha ke uMary, ugogo engafika ngitshala lapha ngasajwayelana kakhulu. Uyangithanda, uyathanda ukuze ngiAfrika landi. Manje ngathi sesijalungilela ngoba uyathanda ukuthi angihage angixawuthe ezihlathini ethi my son. Manje nxaze ngimtshela ukuthi mina gogo kulezi nsuku akusayenzi konke lokho, ngicela ukuthi singabambani. Ngithi ngivikela la kuwe gogo ukuthi nxinga kuthelela kule nto leyo lokuthi ukubonele kunyuzi, kodwa mina ngakuboni ngamnike yena uzathatha ngaphume nje. So manje ungalakumphathi kahle loko achelisanga ngendlela angikhona. Ngingazange umtshonisa khonaphana ngibone esithi isandla nje esithi isandla lokhana ukuthi vele uyacapha ukuthi umntanami siyenze njani.
Yeah, so more or less in terms of greeting people, you know. Chap, whatever, shoulders, are you doing it?
I think I like this one, that, you know, the namaste, this one. I haven't tried the feet and the elbows, I don't know, but this one I've done a lot, and people seem to appreciate it, because it's more humble. Very respectful. Without extending your hand or without using your elbows or your feet. But for the younger ones, obviously, when I go to my elbows, you know, the feet are seen to look at a play or something. You are not in Namaste,
unfortunately, I haven't met so many friends. I've been in this bunker for a while now. And so when I go to the shops, I wave at friends, just waving, simple wave. Hi. And a guy that I'm used to, you know, is from Ethiopia. He loves talking and I love talking, you know. So these days we've got some bit of distance and we're sitting, you know, about 5 meters apart. And you are saying, oh, this thing is killing friendship. Literally. So I said, but for the good of our lives, we shouldn't come near each other. So, but he's a very good brother. He has been in USA for 26 years. And he's a guy that shows you around and tells you a lot about, you know, how you get settled here. So, anyway, oh, I'm going to go to the house. So, when I want to get a corner.
Kuyasinceda kakhulu. Mina vele ngitshaje izandla ke Studio 7 ukuthi kwenzakale lokhu ukuthi you didn't fail to deliver for the people. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Ukuthi pasithe self-isolating quarantine, say Studio 7 is closed for 3 months, there's no radio, there's nothing.
That would be a crisis.
Kill a lot of people.
Yeah, that would be a crisis.
It was, yeah, it would be a crisis because I moved around Zimbabwe, all the areas of Zimbabwe. You know, when I'm at home, I love traveling around.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was just telling me about Studio 7, about Studio 7. Can you imagine, say, 3 months, you've got no radio?
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to get into depression.
Yeah, and even sports. I mean, you're a sports guy. So how is the how are you taking it?
No, it's not easy. It's not easy.
Because I can see a TV set. I can see a TV set behind you, and there's some comedy behind you there. So
yeah,
there's
comedy. You know what the problem here in UK? All the soap, all the dramas they've been suspended, they're not recording. So what they're doing, they're playing old things of the 80s, 90s.
Wow.
There's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people here believe that it is like a war. Some of the people, the older people I spoke to, who said they saw the World War II and all that, they're talking about such a thing that they are, this is exactly like World War II, or has it been West now?
Mm-hmm.
World War II could go and come together and be in somewhere safer place where there were many. But this time we have to be alone.
Marvelous.
I wonder, Studio 7. Takwani safarishino kuramba tshingopa kuriravano now vazhinji izvo chokwadi vari kutumira ma WhatsApp nezvimwe vachita you guys say tikungokunzwa MC broadcaster muri kubroadcaster muri kupisa kazve chokwadi tinotora mukana uno kuti tinoshuvira kuti tisharamba tichikwanisa kuita izvi uyezve mavhunza panyaya yenhau dzemitambo ehe vazhinji tirikuona pane padande mutande reTwitter, Facebook neInstagram parizvino pakanyarara nenyaya iyo yekuti mitambo I think vanhu vakawanda as you said Ezra ma mental health achauya zvakare nenyaya iyo yekuti mitambo hapana but takaona zvakare kuine vamwe vakashaya mamaneja emamwe matimu kana kuti vaimbomaneja mamwe matimu saka izvi zvaisa kuti vanhu vazive kuti chokwadi chirwere chinogona kubata vatambi venhabvu mamaneja nevamwewo taona parizvino Zororo Makamba kuzimbabwe akunzi ashaya munhu anga ari mushamarari aiita mabasa akasiyana siyana achishandawo munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana saka zvese izvozvo izvi zvichatora nguva kuti vanhu vazonyatsozoti zvechokwadi paipe ranga riri gore recorona do you remember tichikura tainzi kwava kune gore renzara
and ifleza influenza has all those and insects and all those kind of things
vanenge vakunzi vana ava vakazvarwa gore recorona saka tichaona vana vakawanda munana December
tichaona
mabhebi akawa nevana vakawanda
vamwevaiwa
yana quarantine yana corona
umavela
siqinisile nge-self isolating leg
abantwana
bazagcwala ngodicemba kuzazala abantwana abaningi December January ukhale kuyabe nabantwana abaningi kakhulu
And ungasikhangela futhi kule issue leyi ye-obesity, you know. Ungahlala endlini uyabesidla ongapheliyo. So how are you avoiding eating a lot? Cheese.
Into sengiyenza ukuthi ngithenga ama-fruits ngezandilambile yena tamanzi because ngasendlila busilwa le appetite.
Yeah.
Yena tamanzi ngidla ama-fruits so ngiyegarden lapha ngiye-stretcher. Bese ngiwokha, ngijala ukuthi ngiwokhe 2 kilometers. 3 kilometers but ngicatha ngapha egangeni so ungela bantu khona mphendulo yikho ngizama ukwenza ngoba ngisakwanisa ukuthi ngiyegijima mbe ngiyegijim ngiyakade ngibenza
so Marvelous, how are you containing the eating problem?
You know, it's given me now time to actually sit down and do some recipes and stuff and to also self-reflect on my health. Saka, for me, it's not really an issue because now I'm actually eating better because I can say I have breakfast, lunch, and then dinner because I'm at home. Either than when I'm at work, I sometimes grab this and that. But also, I take time to go outside and just walk around and try and, you know, exercise a little bit. But I think inguva yekuti kana uri kumba, inguva yekuti kana uine zvimwe zvinhu zvaunga usingakwanisa kuita nekuti uri kubasa, ndo nguva yekuzviita. Nguva yekumboplana ma meals evana neako nekuti I think zvatidzidzisa nyaya yeself care as well kuti iwe ukasakwanisa kuzvichengeta hapana mumwe munhu anogona kuzvichengeta except iwewe saka ino inguva yatiri kupiwa namwari kuti timbotarisa mukati kunyatsoona kuti zvii zvaungagadzira about your life kana uine urumba mako pa weekend pakadaro mbotora nguva uchiklina klina uchita zvimwe zvakadaro kana zvimwe zvakawandisa mumba wotora uchipeka peka wopuwa vanhu vanotambura. So I think for me it's actually a good time to just self reflect and also I do take time to exercise a little bit, but there is a tendency to overeat.
You're right. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. Eh, eh, go back to my business. Just look, boss, I want to go to. $15,000. Eh, so I come, boss, in jail. Look, what you get, I say, man, $350,000. So I'm Olympic Games. I'm a country like Canada, UK, and all that. They are saying they won't send their athletes to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So the Olympic organizing committee is now sitting to reconsider or to think about whether to postpone or not. I don't see countries sending their athletes to Japan.
Come, and we see that
the Olympics will be, might be postponed.
And we see that, Chisa, you follow a lot of soccer. Ateta and others said this coronavirus. So now, what do people say if Ateta can have it? How about me? Maybe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So does it have any impact? Actor, yeah.
Yeah, the Hollywood actor, Ebba.
Yes.
The Hollywood actor, Ebba.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You see, it can attack anyone. All that theology that it doesn't attack the person, it's a lie. Mm-hmm. You've seen what has happened to Zorro.
Yes. Yeah. Now, let me see how you understand this thing. Marvelous, I'll start with you because our time is almost up. So now, what are people supposed to do in terms of, you know, not contracting this thing? Washing hands, whatever.
I think, you know, just what you normally do if you get a flu. Don't go out there and start sneezing into people's, you know, spaces. Wash your hands, self-isolate, and take care of yourself. Because I'm not hearing that there's a cure anyway, but I think...
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is that you normally take for flu, just take that and try to stay healthy. So that now we got here, deep stuff on the air, but he will not cheat on us with his energy. She'll wear it. We are sure no one of it has been getting any. She'll wear it. She can go down and your flu. So that can go on all your work. What is what? Fever. Garakumba, end up a joke. One of what you teach to get to our see Chakanya your portion, they shall to Usaendo to Utiravam. We are taking Zamaoko, one way to show me Takanawin a flu, which you know what ginger, lemon tea, Nishmu Sakadaro, I see Sakanaka to end up Nashi Remba, who knows what you teach to get to Kapaul, Kanakuansa Kunga, Shukupam Shonga, Okam Shonga, I see Chandaya knows this tradition, the Jebuti Garauri Wega. Self isolation is very, very important.
So now, Marvelous, I was talking to a guy in Lupane. His name is Love Momoyo. You know, he said to me, Gibbs, the problem that we have here is we don't have money to buy soap. So you get, that's right, and there's no water, you know, where he is. So he says, under those circumstances, what can he do? You know?
I think even though, Pane, you know, when there's shortage of water or whatever, the little water that's there, at least before you eat, wash your hands. Because they are saying that, you know, kanaukashi batakumeso, you know, your eyes.
And you shouldn't touch yourself as well. Okay,
yeah,
so.
Don't touch yourself.
Yeah.
Self contaminate.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if it's not only in Plumtree, by the way. Also in Harare, in the cities, there's no water.
Yes.
But the little water that's there, at least before you eat, try to wash your hands. Because ukatanga kujika, chika pinda manje, mkatu mujoba, sa tanga nisika. I think I can actually understand his concern because it's not only in Plumtree, the water issue is everywhere.
In Lukane,
yes. Little water that's there, please wash your hands.
Right, Chisa, what are you going to do with your
amafichane ukuthi ke kulobunzima kakhulu ikakhulu abantu nebasekhaya. Okuqakathekile nxa uvela phandle uvela ngapha kumele ugeze izandla okuzwayo. Nxa amanzi engekho ngiyakwazi ukuthi kunzima ukuthi ungazibambi ebusweni. Kumele ungabamba. Ungabamba umzimba wakho yonke indawo. Kodwa ungabambi ilihlo, ungabambi amakhala, ungabambi ifesi, ungabambi umlomo wakho. Lapho engena khona i-coronavirus ayingeni kwenye indawo. Ngapha lokho kuthi amaphozitive ekhulume nama-scientist ukuthi ungazivukuke ngapha kayingeni kodwa ingena ngapha ophefumula khona emehlweni nemakhaleni nje emlonyeni. So abantu kuqaphele ukuthi bageze izandla-ke Every 30 minutes, like as a mother is under a mother's in sheep. A mother's lana gay at Telua is under the sea when a pass. You may never kiss him out. General Scatustans, they are with Benji. We have a little call now because some children will be passing. Now the little house band who will get it under pass.
Who finds this key was with Jesus? Yes, what
I'm saying, this disease is quite dangerous. It's not a joke. This disease kills. People should be aware. People should really be mindful of whatever they're doing. I know a lot of people cannot keep their hands off their faces. Even me, I struggle to keep my hand off my face. So don't touch your face, your mouth, your eyes while you didn't wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you go, even if you go outside, touch a bean or touch a handle or go to a supermarket, wash your hands first with the sanitizer. If you don't, you rather keep your hands off throughout until you get a soap or you get water. As long as you are, again, if you're washing your hands, don't use just a dish water and all that. Use running water so that you don't keep on washing the dirty coming back to your hand. So this disease is very dangerous. It doesn't choose the tribe, race, color of the skin, age. Even the young ones, we know a 9-year-old who died, a 3-month-old who died, we know now a 30-year-old Zimbabwe who died, 47, anybody, don't be lied by people. Again, please don't use, don't just go to places where there are so many people around. Mm. Try to self-isolate. Believe me or not, you will perish if you don't.
That's marvelous. We see that in the Washington metropolitan region, there are certain commodities that you can find. Tissue paper or toilet paper. And then water is in short supply. And all these other things. Tell us a bit about that.
I actually was at the supermarket yesterday. And for real, toilet paper is in short supply. You can only get like a pack of 4 little ones, 2. And they were limiting to 1 packet per individual. The kind of stuff that you saw happening in Zimbabwe in 2008 is happening here. Even food, I wanted some orange juice because I thought, you know, since it's like a flu and what, you need to hydrate and to drink a lot of vitamin C. That's not available too. Eggs, those are not readily available too. But I have to actually give shout out to all those that are still continuing to go to work. The shop assistants, the cashiers, their managers, you know, they are still coming to work, but I saw a lot of them are now wearing masks and gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And I did ask one of them that, you know, so what's the situation? And one young guy, a millennial again, said, you know what, Mama, if I don't come to work, I don't get paid, I can't pay my rent. So I have to choose between being evicted or getting the disease on the job and then dealing with it. That's what he said.
Mm.
It's really, you know, he said, and I said, okay, so what do you think? You're doing a good thing for the public, but he said, no, but my health is at risk. So I've seen also Uber drivers are now driving with the mask on. I think they've been given a directive to do that, to try and protect themselves, because you don't know which passenger is coming into your car, whether they have the virus or not. Akuna mvura yekunwa, akuna mazai. Uye zvenda kakwanisa kutaura nemwe wechidiki anga ari musoro muchibvunzo kuti saka zvakadii kuti munge muri kushanda panguva iyo vazhinji vari kudzimba. Akati iye mother, hapana chandingaita nekuti ndikasauya kubasa ndoshaya mari yerent, ndoshaya mari yekudya, saka ndatongouyawo kuti ndibatsire vanhu. Asi ndinogara ndichitya anga ane mask yake nemagloves ake kuti ndogona kungobatirawo chirwere ichi nekuti munopinda vanhu vakasiyana siyana. Saka tinongotenda ivavo vari kuita mabasa iwayo. Kana muri kutinzwa kwamuri ikoko muchiri kumabasa, tinokutendai.
Good evening, Zimbabwe Omuhle. Due to the global coronavirus pandemic, we are unable to give you our regular programming. Nonetheless, enjoy the rebroadcast until we return to regular programming. Kwazwai, mure Zimbabwe, tinosangana zvakare manheru anhasi. Makateerera chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk. Tine urombo kuti hatisikwanisa kukupai chirongwa chedu semazuva ose. Tiri kudzokorora chirongwa chatakambokupai. Yebo, yebo, yebo. Mthwaka somuhle. Siyadibana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk. Silusizi ukuthi kase nelisi ukulethulela uhlelo njengensukwini. Ngenxa yesikhubeko ezingaphezulu kwamandla ethu. Ngakho ke siyaphinda lolu hlelo.
Thank you so much, Marvelous Nhlanganyoye. That is my co-host. And I wish to thank also Ezra Chisaswanda. He's our correspondent based in London. Ezra, thank you so much for having joined us tonight on Live Talk.
Thank you very much.
Yes, so...
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, we thank you all who actually followed us on this live stream. We hope to connect you with you tomorrow. Marvelous, maybe you can sign off now.
Thank you very much, and please stay safe. That Nuktenda Ives Mangwad Pachurungwa Chidu Varpas, Yo Eshona, Wanukwem Tishia Life, Utimangwan's Will. Is it Nuktenda Ives, Waniswam Nukaram Chuepo Panotos, Otima Bandos, Nishumish Puneta? As it not, please, 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 Garema Kashingetis Otano, we need coronavirus. You know, right?
Yeah, Yabla has really coronavirus, so we are ending our live stream right now, and thank you so much for having joined us, Yabonga. Kakulu, this is Gift Dube in Washington, D.C. Over to you, Marvelous.
And I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya, who is saying, please have a very good night and please stay safe.
Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
Bye.
Where are you?